Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, 3 minutes past 4 p.m. This is our first DGS 5 update in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're doing Dave Glover Band.
Yep.
We know we're doing Beatles. You know Grace Colombo's going to play with us.
Yep.
This just added. This should move some tickets.
Let's go.
On the intermission, I am now going to bare knuckle box James Colombo.
Oh, yes.
And I will kick his ass. I'm not, no quarter. What happens, happens. Two go in, one come out. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of his pants. I'm sick of his dinosaurs. I'm sick of the way women look at him. I'm sick of it.
His general cuteness. Yes.
We're having a meeting today.
Yeah, he was in today.
And it went from, hey, the Dave Glover Show had 100,000 podcasts down. Oh, my God, look at James Colombo.
James, I started crying like when the Beatles came to America.
He walks in. He's got all swagger. I'm like, you know what?
He was feeling it today.
Oh, he was
feeling himself.
When he waved on the way out.
Bye, everybody.
God. He knows he's got it going on.
He knows.
Yeah. You know what? You're not going to be able to do it. You'll hit him one time and he'll go, owie. And he'll go, I can't do this.
Everyone will turn against me.
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
be throwing tomatoes at me. He's a baby.
He bumped his head. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he's got a little bit of a bruise on his forehead
Did
right
you say
now.
Bruise?
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to baby talk. I really didn't. He's got a little bit of a bruise on his forehead. And when it happened, the day it happened, you know, he cried a lot. And then when he started to calm down, he was sitting on our couch with a little sippy cup that has a dinosaur on it as the lid. And he's watching Gigantosaurus because that's how he was going to calm down. And he's watching it like he's laying on the couch like this. Watching his show and drinking his mouth, holding his and just every now and then he'd still be looking and you know he's not talking to anybody, he's just watching his show and drinking, and every now and then to himself he would go, owie. Oh. It was like, oh my God, you're so freaking cute.
I'm surprised Nick Glover's even allowed to drive or vote, because when he was little, he honestly, like six times within about 6 months, fell and hit the same spot on his head.
Yeah.
And it would be a big egg, and then he would fall. He's always hitting like the corners of drawers.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, he scrambled. He's done. This is it. The very first time is his mom left me alone with him. Little bitty guy, and he was in a little pumpkin seat. And like, I'm a brand new dad. Like, oh, mom's gone. I can take care of this. You and me, buddy. And I didn't have it set up right, and he just fell over face first, and I didn't tell her. Like, couple days, like, let's just see how bad this is.
No, you don't tell.
Yeah. Like, absolutely, if he's really not got deficits, I can be like, I don't know. He must not have had enough oxygen. Can I be honest? Had he really, I would have never admitted.
No.
It's like, yeah, I don't know, genetics.
Right.
Could be a lot of things.
My son did that, too. Same spot. Three times in a month, which I didn't even think about when it was happening, but we showed up at Children's the third time, and I realized it. And when a guy walks in and goes, "Hi, I'm John from DCFS," I'm like, "Oh crap!
Yep.
I did not do this, sir." Well, tell me how it did happen. Then we're not accusing you of anything. I'm like, oh jeez. Boy,
that never happened to us, but you can understand it.
Yeah, right?
You know, weird little fractures with their arms because. For every, you know, whatever, 100 kids that come in legit, there's one that the mom or dad did it.
Right.
I'm fine with that. Like, if I were to be questioned even now, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
If this keeps some kid safe, you can question me.
I think that everybody
like
has...
Like when I beat the hell out of James Colombo.
Yeah. Right. I think everybody has a way that they fall. I think because James has the same thing. He's hit his head a few times, and it's always been on the exact same spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a way we fall, a natural way that you sort of react when you're, you know, or the way you are, like if you're that's right at that size where you're the same height as tables.
Andrew falls in his teepees.
You lead the same with the same part of your head every time you start to walk, and you always end up hitting the same spot.
Rage got headlines?
I do. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week: there are double points on Schnucks brand items in the grocery aisles today through Tuesday. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. Our friend Zach from Schnucks emailed me earlier to let me know that Schnucks is having a little bit of fun with the hand pass from last night.
Yeah, someone, I went to bed. I'm sorry. Someone explain this to me.
Yeah, they cheated and won.
Okay.
Yep, that's it in a nutshell.
Apparently, there's a fundraiser to raise money for the blind after the refs missed the pass. Schnucks just made a really cute video of, just go look at it on their Twitter, on their Facebook. I retweeted it. If you follow me, you can go check it out. It's like 20 seconds long. A couple of shout outs. I feel like Mark Close right now, but I do have some shout outs. Our corporate overlords asked us to mention the Blues watch party this Sunday at Ballpark Village. Free parking, free admission, free entertainment, the largest LED viewing screen in the Midwest, and drink specials. If you're not doing anything for the game, go down to Ballpark Village. It's a fun place to watch things like that. And our friends at Purina are hosting Dog Day Fridays in the Grove. Each month, beginning in May, the first and third Friday, and going through September, so the next one is tomorrow, they're free to attend. They're pet and family-friendly events beginning at 4:30 a.m., featuring cold beer, hot food, games, delicious dogs, treats, courtesy of Purina, and adoptable pets, courtesy of Pet Finder. So check them out. Have you guys heard about the adversity score that the College Board wants to put in effect for the SAT?
So glad you brought this up.
So the College Board is set to begin assigning adversity scores to students. According to the Wall Street Journal, the adversity score is supposed to capture more information about the student's social and economic background. The score will be calculated using 15 factors, including crime rate, poverty level, medium income, housing values, and more. If you've yet to take the SAT, you won't see the score yourself. Only college officers reviewing your application will. So this is a part of your score that has absolutely nothing to do with academics.
So the poorer, more minority,
the more adversity you face,
the higher your score gets.
Yes. It's,
pardon me. Crime rate, poverty rate, housing values, vacancy rate, median income, single parent, educational level of your parents, curricular rigor in your school, free lunch rate. So how many of your kids at your school are getting a free lunch. All these things are not going to be a part of your SAT score.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I get that it makes it more impressive if you're overcoming and having a high score. When you look at that score and you think, oh, wow, they really did overcome a lot of adversity. But then you have to strike a balance between that and then the people who have low adversity scores. Are they being punished for having a good life?
Yep.
Yes.
They are. Yes. That's the answer.
Either way, any way you cut it.
Yep.
What is the College Board? What is this, a national organization
like in each college officials at each school?
Oh,
they're
okay.
Looking at your SAT scores, those officials.
So Florida State University used it last year. They upped its enrollment of non-white students from 37% to 42%. So I guess that's the ultimate goal is, hey, we want diversity, so colleges that want to do this will put in place the adversity scores that will help get more minorities into your school. I don't know. It seems a little
to me, in academia, it should be about academics. That's just what I think.
Could you raise your adversity score by walking into a meeting and being like, I so dumb dumb, I would dress so poor poor.
Ryan Wiggins, everybody.
Wow. I don't think so. Did you guys see that Elizabeth Warren is refusing to do the town hall on Fox News? We've seen a lot of Democrats do it, and I've respected all of them for going on to a station that, you know, you would think maybe they would turn it down. Maybe they feel like it's unfair. Elizabeth Warren says she's not doing it. Fox News is a hate-for-profit racket that gives a megaphone to racists and conspiratists. Tell us how you really feel.
I hate her, but I get it because there's 24 of these bozos, and so they're just trying to find anything to stand out. Look, I wear clown shoes. Like, you know, good for her. It's something that'll get a certain number of the handmaidens all, you know, pissed off, and yay, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, but it's not going to win anybody new.
And now Kamala Harris is doing it. Never want to be the second guy to do something.
No. Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, yeah, that's what she just did 5 minutes ago.
Have you seen the town halls? They put them in front of a friendly audience.
Sure. Like,
absolutely.
They put them in front of their people. So you're surrounded by the people that came to see you.
Yeah.
And then the questions are asked by, like, Brett Baer and, and Martha McCollum, who are the two straightest shooters
there. When Bernie did his, all of the headlines were like, Bernie owned the Fox News hosts. They were not expecting the audience to be so fair. Then go do it, because they're obviously not stacking the deck. Just go do the town hall. But
I'd say they're stacking the deck the other way.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my final story, I don't want to take full credit for this, but I'm going to take the majority of it. Uber has now created quiet mode that you can select before your ride if you don't want to talk to your driver. I've been saying this for months. It's pretty awesome. But you have to be doing Uber SUV or Uber Black. So if you're just regular old schmo,
you're going to get talked to by Wiggins.
You're going to get talked to. Ryan's going to talk your ear off.
Me so dum-dum, me so poor-poor.
Do you test out shtick on people when you're like, hey, listen, I got this job at a radio station.
Hey, check out my Christian Mingle account.
This whole radio show, there's no stick. Everything happens so live, you can't try anything ahead of time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430 on the dot. Man, no one can hit the post like me.
How much juice has that thing got in it?
Were you squirting that? I couldn't see it.
You mean the lemon or?
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, this has just been.
It's been going on for a while,
and every time it's funny, and it never stops.
Ew.
I can't see over the computer screens.
You didn't miss anything.
Oh, come on. Don't be that girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll pretend to love it.
Hey, Sue.
He's only done it 20 times.
Hey, Sue.
Can I narrate what you're
watch.
Doing?
You got to watch. You got to be able to see this. Can you see?
You're not going to love it.
She couldn't see.
I can't see. What's in your hand, or do I want to know?
Come over here.
Okay.
All you right. Got anything left in that thing?
Squeeze it harder.
Oh, for God. Rachel, help me.
I know. I mean, and they're mad at me for not being like, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
There's a kid that would do that in fifth grade that I thought was a genius.
Okay, that was funny.
That's great.
Hi, Dave.
Well there.
How are you?
I was just listening to that, and you could have taken that in so many different directions.
No, we did. We're having good fun.
It's probably dirtier than you're even picturing.
Oh, the hilarity.
Dave pictures a lot of dirty stuff.
I know. Yeah,
I know.
Seen a lot of things in his day.
Yes, he has.
That's what he's known for.
I have a weird topic. Have you guys seen the Jesus in the cloud picture?
No.
No.
You should look it up on Drudge. There's a million Jesuses in toast and burritos and stuff.
Yeah. And clouds.
And clouds. This guy seems to be like a legit guy that took it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I mean,
what do you mean a legit guy that took it?
I mean, he's a known guy. I think he's like a journalist or something.
He's not a guy who's he's not a guy who's always making up stuff, is what you're saying.
Okay. No, that picture, I was gonna make fun of you, but that's legit.
It is, right?
That's a real picture. That's really amazing.
Is this Argentina? Am I getting the right one? Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you guys think here's the thing. Even if I were a big believer, when I was a big believer, I'm not sure I think Jesus is showing up in the clouds or a burrito. It just seems a little bit beneath him. A little too on the nose.
But you brought this picture up, and it is amazing.
It is amazing. No doubt about it.
But it could be any man in a robe. We just see Jesus because that's who that's how we picture
it. It could be Charlie Bucket's grandpa.
He's got the crown of thorns. I mean, it's that detail.
He's got a headband.
He's got a crown, but yeah.
Okay, you're
right. It could be a headband.
It could be a guy working out in a robe with a headband.
Probably.
Could be.
What if it started raining and he just did this?
Oh, my. Please stop. You're ruining the carpet, first of all.
The kid in fifth grade that you remind me of, man, he killed me with another one. We were doing English class, and he said, hey, you guys, check this out. Instead of present participle, present participle. I was like, man, this guy is slaying everybody. This is the best material I've ever heard.
Tony, did you hear that Wiggins literally set up a Christian Mingle account for his female picture? And he has five.
And he's making one for you.
He has five men hitting on him already.
Yeah, there's five dudes seeking out the Wiggins.
So what's your name? Nikki?
Nikki.
Nikki Wiggins. Doesn't like to go to services that much, but she likes sports bars and craft beer. And five guys have hit on him already.
They sent me smiles. Apparently that's what you do on Christian Wiggins. Send somebody a smile.
What did Toothache Andrew say that his name should be on his... Wormda?
Yeah, Wormda, because it's Andrew backwards.
He's suffering, man. He's making no sense at all.
He is Jesus in the clouds.
Poor thing.
Mm.
Have you guys ever seen the video of God walking in the sky?
No.
It was a video, it was last year that it was the big thing, and it really does look, there's a guy shooting the sky, and it really does look like
something's walking
through. It's
has there ever been a radio show that does more of us watching television?
No. If I remember it correctly, it's kind of faint, but once you see it, you're like, whoa.
How do you know it's God walking through and not just some old guy walking through the mall?
With a headband. Right.
That's a good point.
With a headband.
Who's been working out?
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool video.
Dave, can you remember the coolest sky you've ever seen as a meteorologist?
Oh, any thunderstorm or hurricane is absolutely tremendous.
That, what is it called? The thing that's based on mammaries?
Oh, Mammatus clouds.
I have a picture of that from a few years ago. That's craziest.
At sunset, Mammatus clouds that kind of look like cow udders is spectacular too.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Wave clouds coming over the Rockies. Wave clouds are very cool.
Oh, I just looked like
lenticular clouds. Those are neat.
Shelf clouds.
Shelf clouds. Well, that'd be thunderstorm type stuff.
Der.
Yeah, a good thunderstorm that's hit the top of the atmosphere and expanding out.
Never heard of the boob clouds.
To go back to the, you know, do you think God is showing up in the clouds and stuff? I think it's exactly like a horoscope. I think it's you take from it what you want to take from it.
There's a name for that.
If you see something amazing happen in nature, I mean, it looks like a figure of a man in a robe with something on his head. Mm-hmm. You either think that's Jesus or you think it's just an amazing thing in nature. You read a horoscope and it says, you're going to have a hard day today. Oh my gosh, I did have a hard day. That's nuts.
Yeah. There is a word for that.
Yeah,
I can't think of what the word is, but there is a word for
gullible?
That.
But no, I do not think that that's the way that God chooses to reveal himself.
I don't know. The burrito is a
pretty classy thing. Yeah.
That would be the best way to speak to me, but you know,
that's where you're gonna catch Zimmerman.
I don't know about this sky stuff, but I went to Taco Bell yesterday, and
you're Taco Bell now has a hotel.
I just talked about this the other day. I said, why don't they have taco places that you can sleep at and call them taco tells?
See, she got the quiet Uber. And Taco Bell heard you. Now they're doing a Taco Bell hotel.
We're manifesting our dreams, Ryan.
We are.
And we should sue them.
There you go.
Well, actually, they're calling it the Bell. So your idea is better.
Taco Tell.
I don't understand why anyone would want to stay in a Taco Bell hotel.
I really don't either.
Can't understand why anybody wouldn't.
Me neither. I would not stay there.
Speaking of weird hotels, you've seen the TWA hotel, right? At JFK. I think it opened up yesterday.
It's awesome.
It does look awesome. Would you want to stay there though?
Yes, I would. But I like I like architecture and I like stuff from that era, the modernist era. I think that'd be fascinating.
Very
amazing is that terminal was still there after 18 years.
Yes.
They tried to tear it down.
Yep.
And preservationists stepped in and said no.
Thank goodness.
I would love to go to that. That looks amazing.
It's awesome.
I once looked into opening one of those sleep pod things in airports.
Really?
Because they're pretty easy to operate, and you can pretty much run a franchise by yourself.
When you say looked into?
I was talking to a company about it.
And what turned you off? What made you say no?
The cleaning fees.
You do have to have somebody clean them.
Yeah.
Because people go to sleep in them, and then you have to have, like, basically a maid come along and constantly be cleaning them out. So you have to at least have one employee.
How many are there, like, per airport or per section? Like, how many would you get if you bought a...
Right now, there are none at Lambert that I know of, anyway. Maybe that's changed
the last
year.
Yeah, but why would you want one there? Why?
Yeah.
It's not yet. It's for bigger airports where people are long layovers. But I thought if they take off, I'd like to be the first one in our airport. So
sure.
That's why I was looking into it. I'm a smart guy.
You can always fall
and humble.
In the rocking
That's my
chair.
Favorite part about waking
up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do a kiosk called Baby Depot at every... Because when you have a baby and you're flying, you're doing a layover and you're like $10,000 for diapers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or it'd just be a kiosk that had all the baby stuff.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
You're a smart guy. I'll invest in that.
I'm going to go open up a sleep pod with a Baby Depot and right next to
it. Comes with
the
baby.
Operate both of them.
The baby cleans it.
Did we do the weather yet?
No.
Nope.
Did it get to 90 today, Dave?
Yes, it did.
That's
91. 91 is what I've seen. 93 is the record from 2001. And the first time we've been 90 plus since early October of last year.
Grady's got another lemon.
Dave's got a new lemon.
Nobody knows what that means.
That's a little bit in my drink.
That's what he was squirting.
He's squirting it out down there. All the way down there.
See, what's the name of your dating site? ShowMeYourHorse.com.
Well, yes. Yes, that's it. Thanks for asking.
Got to 90 today.
I thought it was catchy.
Got to 90 today, Dave. First time since October.
Yep. Got to be making a run at it again tomorrow and again on Saturday. So real summertime. Mm-hmm. Things should dry out pretty quickly. However, there's going back into a rather unsettled weather pattern. There's about a 6 to 8 hour window of rain and thunderstorms, some possibly strong, late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and then another batch coming in Monday, Tuesday night. The stuff Tuesday night could be really severe across portions of Missouri and Illinois, so we'll keep an eye on that.
What about next Thursday, 1 week from today?
I don't think the big trough out west is going anywhere, so I'll have to keep it unsettled right now.
Oh, we don't want unsettled.
But no all-day rains. We're not talking, this time of year, all-day rains are really tough.
So a nice day for DGS5 is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're hoping for.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, welcome back, guys. So, little Dave Glover trivia. This is the song that was playing. Rach, what's the name of that park in Alton? It's Alton. A guy's name.
Alton Park.
Robert Wadlow?
Yeah, Wadlow.
No, it's like the actual park. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's the park in Alton. And it was seventh grade, and Julie Jacoby had a birthday party there. And I went with my best friend, Brad Wells, who we've talked about a lot on the show, and his brother, Boyd, drove us. And at some point, after doing, like, cake and punch and stuff, someone said, like, let's go play hide and seek. And so, being a dork,
Gordon F. Moore.
There you go, Gordon Moore.
That's in Godfrey.
A young 13-year-old Dave Glover dork, I'm like, okay, finally, this is how I get a girl, because no one can hide like me. And so I go out and I find the perfect set of bushes, and I get in them, and I just like, I'm covering myself in leaves and thistles, and I'm like, no one's going to find me.
I'm the greatest at this game that's ever been.
Like, literally an hour and a half goes by. It's like this. I'm just like, like a periscope. I'm looking through the bushes. So finally, I'm like, it's got to be Ali Ali Oxenfree. So I come back, and most everyone is back there, and that song's playing, and Brad grabs me and he goes, who did you make out with? I'm like, come again?
Oh.
He's like, what girl did you make out with?
Gordon Moore.
And I was like,
Fauna?
Shelly Sherman, Terry Walker. There were several girls that made it through. But everyone had paired off and was making out.
And you I were was really playing hide and seek.
I was legit hide and seek.
How old were you?
Seventh grade.
That's summer, a little young to be making out.
Summer of, heading into eighth grade.
Yeah.
I did that in seventh grade. It was a 7 minutes in heaven situation. So I went in the closet with some girl, and I was like, what? And she didn't know either. Like, what are we supposed to do? And so we came out, and I was like, that wasn't that great. Nothing.
It certainly wasn't heaven.
We had a conversation about whatever, probably Power Rangers.
lucky girl.
It was 7 minutes of pleasant conversation.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't heaven.
But I wouldn't
right.
call it heaven.
No.
Who's got stuff?
I do.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What a surprise.
Remember when Sue laughed?
When Mr. Smart Guy took over.
Remember when she laughed and we made fun of her?
I do.
I went ahead and made that into a thing.
Oh, good.
And I figured Sue would hate me, but she already hates me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do not hate like you.
No, oh, you hate him.
That's smart thinking.
So I made it into two aliens learning how to laugh. Okay, here we go.
Blarg. Yes, narg narg. I believe Blarg and Narg Narg should listen to Dave Glover's show to learn to laugh like human. Like this. More like this. Okay.
The Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
There you go.
Let me get this straight. That was all you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just checking.
Well, not the voiceover guy at the end. That was our voiceover guy.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you use her laughing?
Yeah. I don't
that
know.
That would have been...
I was writing a bit. I was just doing it.
No, but...
I thought that was going to be the bit.
Including her. I was waiting for the part of her laughing.
No.
I guess I could go back and insert that.
Ryan's like, no, it'll be funnier.
Is that the thing you were, were cracking up making the other day when I was walking by?
Yeah, it was. I've got two more of them. You want to hear them?
I mean,
sure.
Here we go.
Blarg. Yes, Narg Narg. Does Blarg ever tweet Dave Glover Show? No. I am looking at tweet right now that say Blarg love Dave Glover Show. And the account name is Blarg from Targ. Must be other Blarg from Targ. Blarg keep telling Blarg self that.
The Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
My favorite part of that was hearing Ryan laughing through it in the background.
The only one laughing? Yeah.
I know, but it was...
No, that was pretty good.
That was funny.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
So there's one more. You want to hear? Okay.
Greetings, Blarg. Greetings, Narg Narg. Which does Blarg think is funnier? Dave Glover Show or Narg Narg? Narg Narg. Blarg is just saying that. No, Narg Narg is very funny at times. At times.
The Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
There we go. That was the last one.
So, in the Wiggins brain, whenever anyone is making fun of anyone, what they do is make a bit themselves about themselves. I'm just checking, right? And then
technically,
and then you we laugh hysterically at ourselves.
He's only inspired by other things.
Yes.
Whew. Well, we hit time, so it's time to go. Thank you very much, everyone.
Coming up next, the think tank.
Blarg and Narg Narg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.